USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A cheering and applauding crowd of sailors aboard the USS Theodore Roosevelt said goodbye to their captain, who was relieved of his command after he raised concerns about a coronavirus outbreak on his ship. Acting Navy Secretary Thomas Modley said the ship's commander, Captain Brett Crozier, who was ousted on Thursday, demonstrated poor judgment in the middle of a crisis. The Roosevelt is an aircraft carrier with a crew of nearly 5,000 soldiers. The ship, which was operating in the Pacific, pulled into port in Guam last week after multiple crew members tested positive for the virus. Modley said he had no doubt in his mind that Captain Crozier did what he thought was in the best interest of his crew. Unfortunately, he said it did the opposite. It raised the alarms of the families of the sailors with no plans to address those concerns. Modley also said he'll get reassigned. He's not thrown out of the Navy. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
Former South Bend Mayor Pete Buttigieg, who dropped out of the presidential race just over a month ago, is now launching Win the Era, a political action committee aimed at electing a new generation of leaders. The pact, named after a common refrain Buttigieg used while on the campaign trail, will represent a continuation of his work to support generational change candidates in running down ballot races. In an email to his supporters, Buttigieg leans into a sense of urgency related to the ongoing coronavirus pandemic and the need for stronger state and local leadership. The grandson and adult daughter of former Maryland Lieutenant Governor Kathleen Kennedy Townsend have gone missing after the pair's canoe apparently capsized in the Chesapeake Bay. Rescuers from the Natural Resources Police are continuing their search, but no bodies have been found. Kennedy Townsend comes from one of the most famous political clans in U.S. history, as she's the oldest daughter of Robert F. Kennedy and the niece of former President JFK. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The federal government's relief program for small businesses is off and running, with some businesses able to apply and several big banks saying they're not quite ready to process applications. Millions of small businesses are expected to apply for these rescue loans from the $349 billion Paycheck Protection Program, which was put in place to help them retain workers and pay bills. Roughly 2,300 loans valued at $889 million have been processed so far, according to the Small Business Administration. The program is being overseen by the SBA, but banks are handling the application process on their own. Some large lenders like Wells Fargo, Huntington Bank, and Bank of America said they are ready to go, while JPMorgan Chase said they would not accept applications, citing the lack of guidance from the Treasury Department. Former Vice President Joe Biden now leads President Donald Trump in the latest Grinnell College national poll. The poll shows Biden garnering 47% support to Trump's 43. The poll also measured a hypothetical head-to-head contest between Trump and Bernie Sanders. Trump leads Sanders 44% to 43. Of those who identify as a Biden supporter in a head-to-head matchup with Trump, 55% said their mind is made up. 43% said they could be persuaded to support a different candidate. 82% of self-identified Trump supporters say their mind is made up on who they'll support in a general election, with just 17% saying they could be persuaded to vote for someone else. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.